When the department set out to write new rules on siting livestock facilities, it included odor requirements because that's what farm neighbors most often object to. The proposal it came up with created a so-called odor index that takes into consideration factors like the number of animals on the farm, what type of building they're in, and how close the farm is to the nearest neighbors. But some on the panels that need to approve the new rules are hesitant to sign on. Abbotsford Republican Assemblyman Scott Souter says setting up odor standards would put the farmers in his district at a disadvantage.
Unless you can prove to me that we're not going to use a 100-person smell test or some type of nasal warden, the concept is unproven. It is a concept. It's experimental. And it isn't a preemption against overzealous local officials.
The Assembly Ag Committee sent the proposed rule back to the Department of Ag with the hope that it will be more specific about how odor would be measured. Lawmakers also want the department to spell out how so-called animal units are calculated in the odor index. Some are worried that by counting young calves and other small livestock, the plan would be more restrictive than national standards. The department could decide to ignore the suggestions, but it will eventually need lawmakers' support for the rules to take effect. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.